The rise in drug use in the Matanuska-Susitna borough is prompting community action. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, health officials say counteracting the spread of drug use is everyone's business.
Matsu Health Foundation sponsored a community discussion Monday evening centered on the problems of drug and alcohol addiction. A panel of medical, law enforcement, and behavioral health experts gathered to answer questions from the audience on how communities can address the growing rate of addiction. The personal devastation of heroin use was illustrated poignantly through voices on a video prepared by the Health Foundation.
It caused me to get a 20-year prison sentence.
Not knowing where my son is, and if he's alive or dead.
Well, my brother is also an addict. His children's mother is an addict. And so we're raising our nieces and nephews as well.
According to a Health Foundation survey, Matsu heroin use is about twice the national average. Alaska State Trooper Joe Miner, who works the graveyard shift along with a canine partner, says 70% of his law enforcement activity is linked to drug abuse.
Any night of the week right now, within about 7 to 10 traffic stops, I can find heroin.
Although heroin is cheaper than OxyContin, Miner says current street prices for a tenth of an ounce of the drug make heroin more expensive than gold.
I've never found a burglary that wasn't linked to drugs. I've never found a robbery that wasn't linked to addiction of some sort.
Dr. Jay Butler, the state's chief medical officer, told the audience that inappropriate use of opiate, painkillers, and the use of heroin has doubled in the past decade nationally. And Butler says opiate addiction is viewed now as a public health problem, whereas earlier it was labeled a behavioral health problem. Dr. Melissa Kemberling, director of programs at the Matsu Health Foundation and a trained epidemiologist, says the role of alcohol abuse should not be overlooked in heroin addiction.
Alcohol is the drug that wreaks the most havoc in our community, and we don't have adequate treatment for alcohol abuse and addiction as well as the other drugs.
Kemberling says about 6,200 adults in Matsu are either in drug abuse treatment or should be, and more than 700 youth are at risk for becoming addicted to drugs. But are there enough treatment facilities in the Matsu? Kemberling says no.
We have no detox in the valley. There's only 14 beds in Anchorage, and that's not adequate for the whole South Central population.
Alcohol detox is a life-threatening process and must be medically monitored, but heroin detox is not life-threatening. Kemberling says many heroin addicts can be treated as outpatients, but as it is, the response to Matsu drug users in crisis is provided by nonprofits, which receive state grant funding.
The services either exist or not, depending on whether they get funded, not on the needs of our residents.
Kemberling says the various threads of response to addiction don't always weave together. She says the Health Foundation can work to coordinate the complex network of crisis response, medical treatment, and behavioral therapy necessary to help an addict recover. The Health Foundation has published 2 reports assessing borough health needs, pointing to substance abuse as the number one target. Kemberling says a third report will address prevention.
Nobody focuses upstream on prevention, and that's where we think we can come in as well to make sure that they don't develop these addictions. A lot of our work is to try and decrease child maltreatment, which can often lead to substance abuse later in life.
Addiction is how many people deal with pain, she says, and the childhood trauma that causes it. She says, we have to start dealing with the pain. I'm Ellen Lockyer.